All right, praise the Lord. We got a great night. We started talking last week about the diabolical. We talked about the difference between God and Satan. We talked about angels and demons, how to identify a demon. And we talked about how you can identify if Satan is moving, that Satan is the adversary, the accuser of the brethren. He is an angel of light. He is the prince and the power of the air, the god of this world. And he has a very organized demonic system. And this is where many believers don't get. Am I on? Hola, ¿cómo está? Not bad, eh? Check, check.
Wow.
That he has a very, very, very organized system. And this is where a lot of believers have missed it. Now, I want to encourage you, if you have never read the book, don't worry about it, I'll get it before the end of service. If you've never read that book, hold on, it's coming. I think it's called The Vision. Terry, Brother Terry, can you look that up and see if it's The Vision? Huh? Ah, boy, yeah. My brain's still moving quickly from racing here. Okay, so we went over last week how he has principalities found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 15. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. So we got to remember that we're not fighting against people. This is really big because a lot of times we end up fighting against people, getting mad at people. And really, we fight not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual warfare. Those that are God's children should be led by the Spirit. If you walk by the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Those that are not walking in the Spirit, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, that they are of their father, the devil. They live a certain way. That's why we should never be shocked when a sinner sins.
Yeah.
Are you out there?
Yeah.
When a sinner sins, it's not a shock. When they lie, why are you shocked when a sinner lies? He's from his father, the father of lies. Why are you shocked when they deceive? He's just like their father, the deceiver. It's the nature of the beast. When a person is not born again, then they have the nature of their father, the devil. Again, Ephesians chapter 2. So that's the nature that they live in. That's the nature that they have. But when you're born again, you don't have that nature anymore. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You have the divine nature found in 1 Peter chapter 1. The divine nature is powerful because the divine nature is, the word divine meaning, godly. We have a godly nature now. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So in that, we don't fight the same way that we used to. When somebody is coming against us, we don't fight them with words. We don't fight them with cussing. We don't fight them with our fists. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. When you start recognizing how active the spirit realm is, when you start realizing how active the demonic spirits are and how they interact with people, the problem is, as believers, we've taken our eyes off the supernatural and put it on the natural. That's why the Bible declares, don't look at the things which can be seen, for they're temporal, but look at the things which cannot be seen, for they are eternal. So as believers, we end up fighting this warfare with people, but actually it's not with people, it's the spirit that's ruling them. Now we know that even a non-believer, the Bible says, that the devil blinds the mind of the unbeliever. That's why they can hear words, they can see, be in a church, and never be saved, because their spiritual minds are blinded. The Bible says that's a demon. That's an actual demonic spirit. So the need to look at them and not get mad at them because they're a sinner, but make a declaration and a stand that I bind the devil in the name of Jesus. I want to remind you of your spiritual authority. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Amen? We also want to remind you that you have all authority over the power of the devil, that in the name of Jesus, every demon is subject to you according to the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 17, that we are to cast out devils. And you see, in this authority that we have, we're not fighting a natural warfare. And this is powerful because when you understand that, You stop swooshing in the air. You ever seen a shadow? I see my shadow here. I can shadow box, but what's it going to do?
Nothing.
But you see, when you understand your authority, you're not shadow boxing. You might not physically see the demonic, but you take authority over them. They have to respond to you in the name of Jesus. So these demonic spirits, they're very organized. It's called the vision. I know it is now. No. Rick Joyner. Thank you. It's called the vision, right? It's called the vision. If you want to write this down, The Vision by Rick Joyner. It is a phenomenal book. You might not get past, I don't know. It took me a long time to get past chapter one. Because it's a vision, it's a prophetic vision about what he is seeing in the last days of the in the spirit realm. And it's really interesting seeing how active the demon spirits are against the believers. And it's important that you read it. It's a very strong prophetic word. It is not a novel. It is not a fictitious story. It is a vision that the prophet of God saw and penned. You will adore the book. And it will like it will make you understand how active spiritually things are. So we have chief spirits. We have magistrate spirits that are over regions. We have world rulers, demons over the worldly system. And then we have spiritual plots, which are demon spirits. Those are the ones that really work against the basic believer. Now, I want to remind you that Satan can only be at one spot at one time. He's not omnipresent.